Hello and welcome to another podcast. I'm Erin Pavlina with erinpavlina.com. Today's question is about the significance of 11/11. Do you see 11/11 on your clock a lot, and does it have special significance? And if so, what is the significance of 11/11? So I've heard a lot of different explanations about the 11/11 that a lot of people see. Here are all the things that I've heard. It means we're all one. Get it? Because it's all ones. It means the angels are with you. It means that whatever you're wishing at the moment you see it will come true. I've also heard it means that truth is being spoken. It has numerological significance. Maybe it means you're a starseed. I've heard it means you're an alien. Maybe it just means that your reticular activating system is programmed to see 11/11 because you expect to. Maybe it means nothing. Maybe it means everything. If you don't see it, you're not one of us. You're not enlightened, you're not special, you're not psychic, etc., etc., etc. Now, my personal opinion is that if you attach significance to it, it will become significant to you. You can make anything significant. In a previous podcast, I discussed signs and how to tell if somebody or if something is a sign. The thing is, it's a sign if you feel like it's a sign. If you can interpret it and take action on it that benefits you and it seems to make sense to you, then it was a sign. For me, I require that if the universe or my guides want to send me a sign, I've got to get it at least 3 times. Then I'll know it wasn't a coincidence, and I'll know that it was a message that they're trying to get to me. Now, I believe that you can program or anchor anything to be a sign for you. Let's use this as an example. Dear guides, when you want to get my attention, send me blue feathers. And then, every time you see blue feathers, you can be reasonably certain that it's your guide sending you that message. Or you might say, dear universe, if I'm going the wrong direction, show me nickels on the ground. So you can set up something to be a sign, and if you want it to be 11/11, or every time you see an 11, that can be your sign from your guides if you want it to be, but I don't personally believe that it has any universal significance. Now, one thing you can do, you receive signs from your guides, but you can also create a sign with your guides. So that's kind of what I'm talking about. You can tell your guides, look, a sign for me is going to be seeing a white bird outside my window, or it's going to be finding a dollar, or hearing the word watermelon. You know, you can create the sign that you want to have with your guides, but you have to make it something reasonable. If you say, if I wake up on the top of Mount Everest one morning, I'll know it's a sign. Damn straight it's a sign. But that's not a good thing to set up with your guides because it's not something they're going to easily be able to do. On the other hand, you don't want to make it so easy that everything you see is a sign. Every time I see a blue car, it's a sign. No, you're going to be seeing a lot of blue cars. In fact, you probably won't be able to see any cars of any other color. I like to let my guides send me signs the way that they want to, and then I feel like it's my responsibility to pick up on whether it's a sign or not. So I allow them to send the sign they want to send because they're the ones who have to do all the work, and it's up to me to see it as a sign. And that's why I tell them, send it 3 times, and then I'll know you're trying to communicate with me with a sign. So when you see or receive something that feels like a sign, just ask yourself, what could this mean? It does help to determine what you were thinking about right before you saw the sign, as that does usually give you a clue as to its meaning. In summary, if 11/11 has significance for you, then that's great. But I don't think that there's this universal message in it. I could be wrong. My guys would have to send me a sign if that's the case. But yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it, and I wouldn't attach too much significance to it unless you have already decided that it is significant to you. And that's just my personal opinion. If you would like to ask a question for inclusion in a future podcast, just go to my website, erinpavlina.com, and send me a message using the contact form, and let me know what your question is for the future podcast. Thank you for listening. Until next time.